tell a friend. I don't know what this says about the human race, but it's kind of scary. A survey found 55% of people, more than half of the people in the survey, would not give up the internet to save a stranger's life. It gets worse. It also found 35% would rather keep the internet than cure cancer. And it gets worse than that. 30% would cut off a finger before giving up the internet. Whoa. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. Hey, exactly 7 o'clock. Pete Schwabba coming up in just a few moments here. We're talking showbiz with Pete Schwabba, who's the host of Nightlight right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's straight ahead.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with death and destruction from tornadoes, giant hail, and downpours that pummeled parts of Illinois and Wisconsin. Correspondent Jared Hill has a look at the small city southwest of Des Moines.
Iowa State Police say multiple people were killed and at least a dozen injured.
The Greenfield community has a long road ahead of them, but if their actions today are any indication of what lies ahead, they will emerge stronger and more united than ever.
Storms in Minnesota split trees while heavy rain flooded roads, leaving some cars stranded.
The system moves east today. A bold move in support of a two-state solution in the Middle East. CBS's Matt Piper has the details.
Ireland, Spain, and Norway are recognizing a Palestinian state. Ireland's prime minister says the move was coordinated with the other two, marking a, quote, historic and important day for Ireland and for Palestine. The official recognition by the three nations of an independent Palestinian state will take effect next Tuesday. Israel immediately ordered back its ambassadors from the three countries.
Problems with that new U.S.-built pier off Gaza. The Pentagon says deliveries of food and supplies loaded up on the dock have been stopped after an aid convoy was looted on the way to central Gaza for distribution. In Iran today, the country's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, presided over the largest funeral service for the country's late president and seven others killed in a helicopter crash. Tens of thousands of mourners followed their caskets through the streets, sitting atop President Raisi's, a black turban. It marks him as a direct descendant of Islam's prophet Muhammad. Here in the U.S., former President Trump is explaining after his answer to a question from CBS Pittsburgh's political editor, John Delano.
Do you support any restrictions on a person's right to contraception?
Well, we're looking at that, and I'm going to have a policy on that very shortly. And I think it's something that you'll find interesting.
Later, Mr. Trump posted on social media he would never advocate imposing restrictions on birth control. Yesterday, his campaign took down a video posted to its account that included references to a unified Reich, a term associated with Nazi Germany. Driving an old clunker? Join the crowd.
The average vehicle is now 12.6 years old, a new record. Todd Campo of S&P Global Mobility crunched the numbers.
Pickup trucks' average age is actually over 14 years of age. People keep pickup trucks longer in general than just about any other body style.
Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
S&P futures down 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Happy 8 Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were thousands of Racine County outages even before the main storms hit last night. We Energy still had a few hundred homes and businesses without electric this morning, with most of the problems in Burlington and western Racine County. Waukesha County was hit harder, with more than 30,000 power customers in the dark at the peak last night. A rebranding was part of the State of the County address last night in Kenosha. County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her annual address to the county board last night, unveiling a new county logo. The new version features images of the Southport Lighthouse and the Veterans Honor Plaza. There are ribbons symbolizing parks, lakes, and rural areas. During her address, Kirkman highlighted several recent projects, like the Human Services renovation on 52nd Street, the Kenosha Overdose Response Initiative, and a mental health partnership with Lake Behavioral Hospital in Illinois. It's getting greener in downtown Racine. The city is getting a $72,000 grant to implement a series of clean energy projects. The money will be used to install an electric vehicle charging station and to research whether geothermal and solar projects are feasible at Memorial Hall and the public library. The installation of the EV charging station will enable the city to purchase or lease 5 additional EVs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A full house for Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers, with nearly perfect attendance for voluntary organized team practices, Matt LaFleur asked how much credit should be given to Jordan Love for being present despite he has not been offered a new contract yet.
It's everything to us. I think if you look at our attendance here, and you know, we've had almost 100% the entire offseason, which has been the best that we've had since I've been here. And I always think that when you look around the league, when your quarterback's there, just naturally has a way of attracting everybody to come.
Jordan Love says he's working on being a vocal leader.
Talk to guys more, being in guys' ear a little bit more, and just try and focus on being a better leader. Get with these relationships with guys in here, it gets easier.
Baseball, the Brewers came back to win 7-5 last night in Miami. It seemed as if the crew had a lot of leadoff batters get on base.
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams did today, to be honest with you. We had opportunities, and you can't squander those opportunities usually and win.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 72 today. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. We have more rain and thunderstorms on the way for Friday and Friday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
When you're big, you don't need a reason to sweat. You don't, right? My friends cannot grab a hold of this concept. They come up to me all the time. Jeez! What the hell are you doing? You jumping rope in the attic? No, I peeled an orange. About an hour ago. Why? What's up? What's up? I love air conditioning. I had it growing up. I had an air conditioner growing up, but I had one of those dads who wouldn't use it all the time. Very selective. How about today, Dad, please? They break out that big oscillating fan for the whole family. What a horrible invention that is. It's like waiting for a bus, right? Oh, man, when is that cold air gonna get here?
Ah! Hey, standing by, Pete Schwabach. A great conversation this hour in just a moment.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a small score. And the beat goes on. beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going fast all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La di da di dee, la di da di da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, pass it on and tell a friend. It's 7-Eleven. I'm Don Rosen, and I want to welcome Pete Schwabba, who's the host of Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can hear him on WAUK at nights from 7 to 9 at 5:40 a.m., or on the Civic Media app whenever you feel like it. Yeah, podcasts and everything, we'll take care of you. It's Pete Schwabba, around the clock. Hey, Pete, thanks for joining us. I do appreciate it. I first of all, I know you work late nights. So I appreciate you waking up.
Well, it's good to wake up, Don. And you know, I can't think of a better way. If I have to wake up early, Don, I can't think of a better person I would like to spend the morning with than you.
Oh, isn't that sweet? I'll tell you my Sonny and Cher story. My dad, back in the 60s, he used to see, when he drove around Manhattan doing his job, he used to see people all the time, but one day he said he's driving down Manhattan and he sees Sonny and Cher. He's walking about five paces ahead of her, Sonny is, and they're not even acknowledging each other, and they're just walking down the street. He's at a light, and he sees them walking down, crossing the street, but he used to see that all the time. Watch, you know, celebrities in the streets. One day I'm with him, sure. And we're passing the theater where Star Spangled Girl is playing. It's a Broadway play. Later became a movie, but the play. And there's Anthony Perkins. And my father said, there's Anthony Perkins. There's Norman Bates right there. And he was out the stage door smoking a cigarette. And he just spots these people. And I wouldn't recognize them on the street. But my dad recognized them. So you see a lot of famous people?
That's pretty cool.
You don't see a lot of famous people walking around the streets in Wisconsin, but you've been around.
Right. No, but like, you know, when I lived in L.A. for so many years, you see them at the grocery store and the post office and all these different places. And when I was a kid, you know, I used to think they were carted around in limousines or something. But, they're just people that do all the same stuff we do, you know. Pretty funny.
Somebody posted a picture of Barbara Streisand. She had no makeup on, and she was taking her trash can out. And everybody was, look at her. She actually takes her own trash out. Well, yeah, she takes her own trash out. I mean, she doesn't have somebody on staff just to take the trash out. She was taking some, like, a garbage bag out of the kitchen and putting it in the trash can. And she looked, didn't great, because she had no makeup on. She was just, you know, in her robe, and she had her hair up in some kind of thingy. But, you know, people don't realize movie stars do what you and I do every day. They even put, you know, they didn't go to the bathroom like us, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I can't confirm that, but I imagine they do.
Yeah, I just assume they do. So name some famous people you've seen. And, I mean, big movie stars. Have you seen any big ones when you were out in L.A.?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with some of them, and then I've seen others just around town. I shared an elevator once with Chevy Chase. That was kind of fun. I'm trying to think who else. You put me on the spot here, Don.
I know. Well, let me talk about Chevy Chase for a second here. He was given, when the Fox network first came up, when the Fox, not the news channel, but the entertainment Fox, where the Simpsons are, they first came, they wanted to do a late night talk show, and they got Chevy Chase to do it. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, I do.
He came on, and he was visibly shaking. His hands were shaking. And I think he lasted one or two nights. He didn't last long. They took him off right away. He just couldn't handle it. And you're watching this thing, and it's not funny, and you're gasping for air, hoping this guy calms down. You can hear it in his voice, too. He's shaking because he couldn't handle live television. Funny thing is, he did it on Saturday night. What's that? Yeah, he did it on SNL all the time. But when he had to do a talk show, it was a whole different story.
I actually thought he was going to do well at that. I remember reading about that before he was on the air, and I thought, oh, he's going to be hilarious. And, yeah, same deal, though. I think he lasted a week, if that, right?
I don't think he went that far. I think they took him off after 3 days. He just couldn't handle it.
You might be right about that.
It was very depressing to see this happen.
Yeah.
You know, everybody thinks it's easy to get on television and do it. I did the Channel 10 auction in Milwaukee for 37 years. But that was easy. You're reading off a teleprompter and going to the next item. You're going to this. You're going to that. And, you know, you get used to it. It's not a big deal. But when you have to be, when you're the focus and you've got to be entertaining for 90 minutes or an hour, however long it is. I mean, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon, and who's the guy on ABC in the late nights? Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, Kimmel.
They make it look easy. And it's not. You know that.
It's funny.
You
mentioned Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
I was at a party at his house shortly after I moved to L.A., and he was just a regular guy. Had a couple kids. He had a karaoke machine. It was like every bad party you've been to. just to talk about how normal people are. And then you also mentioned, you just talked about. But I was the same deal, Don. When I first got to L.A., I was at a party, and I met Steven Soderbergh. And I was talking to him, and I didn't even know he was Steven Soderbergh. Same thing with Danny Elfman. Like, when you live out there long enough, you just meet these people. And, like, at parties and stuff, that you have friends of mutual friends. And I was always surprised, my first couple of years out there, how normal most people seemed. I really had no jerky experiences with celebrities, you know.
Did I ever tell you, last time I was on your show, did I mention how I almost killed James Stewart? Did I? That's serious.
No.
All right. Okay. I'm going to tell you that story coming. I almost rode over James Stewart with my car. And this it's a real story. And I had two other people in the car with me to witness the whole thing. Pete Schwab is my guest, host of the Civic Media Show Nightlight from 7 to 9 o'clock on the Civic Media app. And also, you can listen on WAUK AM 540 on the dial. Keep it right here. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Tell a friend. More coming up.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Cars celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
It's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This Memorial Day, pause to remember the brave souls who gave everything for our freedom. Their courage and selflessness will forever be etched in our hearts and in the fabric of our nation. Their legacy of bravery and dedication will continue to inspire us for generations to come. For those who gave their all for us, we are forever grateful. Brought to you by the Legacy Museum and the Veterans Center of Racine. For more ways to honor our fallen heroes, visit racineveterans.org. Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, we're talking to Pete Schwabba. We've got some great stories to tell you in just a moment here at WRJN Radio. Local news, timeless hits, and Pete Schwabba. Bend me, shape me, a WRJN local news and timeless hits around the clock. And Pete Schwabba this morning. Pete's the host of Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can hear him at WAUK, 7 to 9 o'clock weeknights, and also on the Civic Media app. Now, I was going to tell you my James Stewart story. You ready for this? How I almost killed him? All right.
I'm ready.
All right. This is before the internet, and the radio company I worked for in Milwaukee wanted us to hear this radio station out in San Diego that had a new format. But you couldn't listen to it anyway except go out there and listen to it. So they sent the general manager, the station manager, myself, I was the program director. We sent us out to San Diego to hear this station. We sat in the hotel room for about 45 minutes, heard it, went down to the radio station for another 45 minutes, talked to the PD, and we were done. But we had all weekend. So I said, let's go to Los Angeles. I will rent the car. I will pay for everything. Let's go. So we wound up going there, and I wanted to go to the Stars' homes, and we saw some kids sitting on a beach chair selling maps for $5, and I said, I'll give you two. And he said, no. So finally, the guy I was with said, here's the $5. Get the map already. Let's go. So we're going down Roxbury Drive. This is where Lucille Ball, she had just passed away that week, by the way. To give you an idea of when it was, she just passed away. There was a black wreath on her door. Raquel Welch lived on that street. I remember her license plate was Charmer. Sammy Davis was having a party that night because there were all these trucks out in front, catering trucks. He lived next door to Diana Ross, who lived next door to Herb Alpert. What a block party you can have, huh? So anyway.
No kidding.
So we stop at this stop sign, and I don't know if there was a stop sign or not, but I stopped because this woman is walking across the street with a dog, and I stopped, and she thanked me. She waved, and I start to go, and this old man with like a fishing hat. He starts to cross, and I jam on the brakes, and he waves me on to go, and I start to go, and he walks into the street, and I stop the car again. So the guy next to me said, let him walk. I said, he's waving me on. He's just standing there. So he waves me on, and he steps in front of the car, and I jam on the brakes, and I leaned out the window. I said, Mr. Stewart, please go across the street. And he waved me on and walked across the street. But he stepped in front of my car. And that was his wife with the dog, and he was trying to catch up to her. But every time he waved me on, he would step into the street again. And so we kept saying, you almost killed a national treasure. Could you imagine the world headlines if you would have run over James Stewart? You would forever be known in history as the man who killed James Stewart. Well, he lived many years after. Yeah.
That's like a level of infamy you never want. Like, if it was like, someone that was hateable or something, you'd be a hero.